Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. So we have some visitors who have come from the Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado, led by Robbie and Mary Pruett. Let's give them a warm welcome. Did I say it right? And they are a Christian, progressive Christian group, correct? They have come to observe and report. So, just so that you are aware, we here in Krishna Consciousness, we have all love and respect for Lord Jesus Christ. We accept Him as a Son of God, representative of God. We use the word guru, or enlightened spiritual teacher. And I'll begin my talk, because it's going to tie in today, since next Saturday is Gaura Purnima, one of the most blessed days of the year, much like your Easter or Christmas. That's how important is this Gaura Purnima. The teachings of Lord Jesus Christ is, in essence, the same as the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Having been raised myself Roman Catholic, taught by the nuns and brothers and priests, and that was for a good, maybe 20 years. I still remember the incident when Lord Jesus Christ was questioned by the Roman centurion. What is the greatest commandment? And Christ said, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Is that still there in the Bible? They haven't taken that out, have they? So it's still there. Did I say it correctly? Thank you. Where's my bell? I get a ding for that. So when Christ said, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind, this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. What do we see Krishna say twice in the Bhagavad Gita? Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Think of me, worship me, offer your respect to me. This way you will come to me. And we see, what does Lord Chaitanya teach is the highest spiritual principle, which is beyond moksha. There is something beyond salvation. That is called love of God. And that's what Christ taught. Love God. So in this way, we are brothers. We have no quarrel. We don't care what religion you are, whatever club you belong to. We don't care. All we want to know is, do you love God? If you love God, right on. We love you. We're brothers. So any religion which teaches love of God is A-okay by us. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally demonstrated how to experience love of God and how we can actually attain it. It's not a cheap thing. It's the rarest jewel. So one of my favorite books, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the opening shlokas composed by the author Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And in the first six verses, he gives us a good understanding of who is Lord Chaitanya. As Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya is God Himself coming to teach us, as Jesus said, to love God. In other words, God Himself is teaching us how He wants to be loved. And it's centered around what we were doing for the last 40 minutes. Chanting the holy name of God. In the Bible, it says, hallowed be thy name. That's still there in the good. They should never take that out. Hallowed be thy name. We take that literally. Hallowed be thy name means the name of God is holy. And we teach there's nothing holier. The name of God is the holiest thing. The name of God is God in sound vibration. Or, have you seen the movie Avatar? Did you guys see the movie? Right? Did you like it? Yes. It's pretty good. Yes. Well, you're here. Your ticket, now you're seated on the plane. Stay with us. We'll take you back. So, this word avatar means one who descends from the kingdom of God down to this material world. That's the meaning of avatar. The personality of Godhead or his representative or son comes down from the transcendental or spiritual world down to our plane, just for our benefit, avatar. So, in this age, the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, confusion, disaster. We saw the last couple of days, right? And I think we should do one Maha Mantra for the people of Japan who have suffered. Let's all chant one time for them. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Rama Rama. So, the incarnation of this age is Nam Avatar. The holy name of God is the incarnation of God for this age. The name of God is as good as God. Now, we are not sectarian. Whatever religion you follow, your name of God, we don't even say you have to chant Hare Krishna. If you understand, like the Jewish religion has the word Yahweh. So we tell people of the Jewish religion, chant this name Yahweh. This is very good. If you are a Muslim, Allah. Allahu Akbar. Good. Chant the name of Allah. Don't do anything else, but chant that name. Just chant that name. Then there is the name Jehovah. Then Buddhists. Buddhists, they have the name Buddha. That's also a name of God. And Christ. So we say, our religion teaches, whatever name of God is there in your religion, chant God's name, hallowed be thy name, you'll become holy. You'll become purified. Not only that, you'll become happy. What to speak of everything else? Who wants to be happy? Yes. Who wants to be unhappy? Alright. So, we recommend chant God's name and try to chant it with a little faith and love. Again, Jesus, with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind. So when you chant God's name, chant it with your whole heart, your whole soul, put all your energy in. So let's all do that. Everyone, now you're in my house, so home court rules. All right, we're going to chant home court mantra. Everybody, raise your hand. I want you to chant so loud that the people of Japan can hear you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Come on. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hopefully they heard us. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God himself, he has inaugurated this system of just chanting the holy name of God. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his first verse of his book, says, Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakangshak Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangitam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters. So, we do that. We have the parampara system of spiritual masters. We want their blessings, so we will offer our obeisances. Obeisances to the devotees of the Lord. The Lord has innumerable devotees, so many you can't count. So we offer our respects to all the devotees of the Lord. The Lord's incarnations. There are six kinds of incarnations. And according to Srimad Bhagavatam, how many incarnations? All right, go to the ocean. Start counting the waves. Will you end? You'll be there from now until the end of time. Those waves will come. Similarly, the incarnations of God are more innumerable than the waves of the ocean, which means the incarnations, the avatars, are always coming. Have no fear. God is here. And in the age of Kali, Nam Avatar, this holy name of God, is ever present. So if you want to feel God's presence, just chant. Chant anytime, any place, anywhere, whether you're pure or impure, doesn't matter, young or old. You don't have to worry about taking your bath or being in the temple. No, wherever you are, chant the holy name of God. Even while you're asleep, if you've practiced, you can chant. Sometimes I'm having a dream at night and I'm conducting, like Sova said, a Namahat program, and I'm chanting and preaching. So if you practice, even in your sleep, you can be chanting. Let's chant one more time, everybody. That's a good sign. That means I've got the audience. Very good. Obeisances to his plenary portions. The word plenary means full. So besides the six different kinds of avatars or incarnations, the Lord also has his plenary or full portions. Then his energies. So may you go with God. Thank you for coming. Come back again. And we expect you to be chanting Hare Krishna next time you come. Let's all say Hare Bol to them.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. Very good. They stayed as long as they could. So the God has energies. He's not impotent. God has, just like the sun is giving off immense heat and light, the two energies of the sun, heat and light. So God, being omnipotent, is giving off so many energies, generally in three categories: the spiritual energy, the material energy, and us, the living energy, the soul. We are part and parcel of God. That is where you can actually get the understanding of brotherhood. You see this expression, what's happening, bro? Yeah, we're supposed to be brothers. But if we're brothers, then we have a common father. That common father is God. And if they had stayed, they didn't wait for my last instruction. Because Jesus said he was the Son of God. So who's that God? Here he is. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Those who have studied Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the Father. Right? So they have this in the Christian religion, God the Father. So who is that God the Father? We can point out. Here he is. His name, Krishna. Everyone say that beautiful name. Isn't that such a beautiful name? Meaning all attractive. So God has unlimited energies. We are one of the energies of God, the living energy. And therefore we all are God's children. So therefore we should all cooperate. We're all part of the family of God. And then the author offers his respects to the primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but in a disguised form, the Channa avatar. See, there are so many avatars. So the Channa avatar is the hidden or disguised or concealed incarnation. He's God, but he's doing covert ops. He's God, but not coming in the God role. He's coming in the role of devotee, of servant of God, teaching us how to love God. God is personally teaching us how to love him, how to serve him, how to surrender. Again, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Now my turn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. In the next verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author, says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gododaye Pushpavantau Chitrao Shandau Tamo Nudau. A lot of dows in there. You would think you were in some Buddhist medication. Dao. Now, isn't there some philosophy, Taoism or something? So this is where the Dao comes from. It comes from here. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So they're on the first altar for the benefit of new people. Who's here for the first time? Good. So for you, the first altar, you see we have three altars. So this first altar is these two, Nityananda on the far left, and then next to him, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So the author says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are just like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda. Gauda is the part of India, West Bengal, Gauda Desh. And why have they arisen? To dissipate the darkness of ignorance. There is a mantra in the Vedas. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. That mantra states that when we are born in this world, we are born ignorant. We don't know who we are. The ignorance means I don't know who I am. But the spiritual master is the one who opens the transcendental eyes so that you can begin to understand and see who you really are. So these two lords, Nityananda and Chaitanya, they have come to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. The sun, when it rises in the morning, the darkness of night is gone. And in the night, the moon is there. Those of you in India know the hot summer day, but when the moon comes out at night, it's very cooling. You get some relief from the hot, scorching sun. People in India, you look forward to the moon in the sky at night, giving soothing rays. So at night, there's the light of the moon. In the day, the light of the sun. Otherwise, it is darkness here in this world. Darkness. There is another mantra. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Come out of the darkness. Come into the light. What is that light? The light is the knowledge given by a spiritual master and the Vedas. There's your light. So these two lords, they have come to dissipate darkness and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So please, take a good look at Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya. They are looking at you now, are they not? You don't know unless you look. You look at them, they're looking at you, and what are they doing? They're blessing you. The more you look, yeah, don't look at me, I'm not anything to look at. Better to look at the deities. I won't mind, trust me. I'll still get your attention. But you look at beautiful Gornitai or Rukmini Dwarkadish or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. You get their darshan. You are getting blessed. You are becoming free from sin. You are becoming hallowed. You are becoming happy. That's why we come to temple, to get the blessings of the Lord. And these two lords, Nityananda and Chaitanya, they have come for that purpose. They are Parama Karuna. Last week, I was giving the Sunday feast talk in San Diego. and I talked about Parama Karuna Pahudvijana Nitai Gora Chandra, that these two lords are extremely merciful. You'll be hard-pressed to find someone more merciful than Nityananda and Chaitanya. Why? Because they don't consider who's qualified or who's not qualified. They don't consider who's fit and who's not fit. They don't consider, oh, you're rich, you're poor, you're man, you're woman, you're black, you're white. They have no discrimination. All they want to do is bless you, benedict you, and give you happiness. Nityananda. Nityananda's name means eternally blissful. I want to be like that. Eternally blissful? Yes. By taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, you also become eternally blissful. So they've come simply to distribute their mercy. They are God coming to give you their blessings. So we should take the blessings of Nityananda and Chaitanya simply by uttering their names. Nitai go, everyone say. At any moment you chant these two names, you can become ecstatic. Then there's this other verse. Dwarkadish, my good friend Dwarkadish Das, he knows this verse by heart, so he can chant along with me. Anarpata charing shirat, karunavatirna kalau, samarpaitum unmattadvalla rasang savakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara jyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratu vas sachi nandana. This is such a nice verse, one of the most powerful verses in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please repeat. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the Son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. So there's three parts to this verse. This is the first part. So let's look at this, because there's a lot here in this verse. I gave a whole lecture last night on just this one verse, because there's so much here to relish, digest, to think about, to mull over. So the composer of this verse, again, is giving you a benediction. Just for the sake of coming, you're getting benedicted. So he says, may that Supreme Lord, who was known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has many names. So one of them is Sachi Nandana, everyone say. He has many names. Goranga. Gora Hari. Vishvambar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many names depicting his qualities and relationships. So may that Lord Chaitanya be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. So you have your heart, your consciousness, you have your love, right? And in your heart of hearts is where you reserve your most love. For many people, maybe their husband, their wife, or children, or dear friends, someone they cherish more than anyone else. But actually, Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya are teaching us, in your heart of hearts, you should be cherishing God. You should be cherishing Krishna in your heart of hearts, because He is the supreme lovable object. So, since Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, the author is saying, so may this Lord Chaitanya be situated in your heart of hearts, in the innermost, closest to you. May that Lord Chaitanya be in your heart. Let's do the next. Please repeat. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before. And we'll get to that in part number 3. Don't touch the dial. Stay tuned. So, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. So, Krishna, he is known as Shyama Sundara. Everyone say. His bodily hue is dark, blackish, like a dark rain cloud. But that same Krishna now is coming in a different color, molten gold. Why? Because this Krishna, appearing as Lord Chaitanya, why he has external reasons, which we have already explained. Lord Chaitanya externally comes to give the Maha Mantra. Oh, by the way, I forgot. What is the Maha Mantra? Thank you. I forgot what was the Maha Mantra. So Lord Chaitanya externally came to give that. And who did he want to give it to? Everyone. Lord Chaitanya, I already mentioned, Nityananda and Chaitanya were giving this out to everyone. No conditions. You don't have to, like we know when you get a cell phone, you got a 2-year contract, right? Lord Chaitanya is giving Maha Mantra, no contracts. Just give it out. No taxes. Just freely giving it out. It doesn't cost you anything. All it costs you is 2 ears and a tongue. Everybody got that? Yes. You're covered. You can chant. Please chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So, externally he came to deliver everyone and give them Maha Mantra, but he had some personal agenda also. Well, why not? He's a person. God is entitled to his own agenda, isn't he? You have your agenda. God, being a person, has his also. So he had some personal reasons for coming. And what were those reasons? Well, look at the middle altar. Who is right next to Krishna? Yeah, well, Radharani. The name is Rukmini, but actually it's Radharani, because is Krishna wearing a flute? Now, then that has to be Radharani. Correct? Can't be anybody else. The name is Rukmini. That's another whole discussion. But it's Radharani. Right? To us? It's Radharani. So, Krishna wants to understand what it is to be Radharani. From the position of Krishna, that's impossible. Because as Krishna, he's the one that Radharani loves. But if he wants to know what Radharani's feeling from the position of Krishna, no can do. Even though he's God. So if he wants to understand Radharani, he has to take her position and become his own servant. I mentioned last night. Is there anybody better servant of Krishna than Radharani? It can't be. That's her name. Her name means top number one worshiper of Krishna. That's the meaning of her name. Confirmed by the other gopis. On the night of the Rasa dance, all the gopis conferred. Yes, the gopi that Krishna left with and left us alone, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. This is in the Bhagavatam. They all agreed. If Krishna left with her, she must be number one. That's the meaning of her name, Radha. Everyone say.
Radha.
And Radharani means she's the queen. Rani, right? Rani means queen. So she's the queen. She is the topmost worshiper of Krishna. And Krishna wants to understand, who is this Radharani? What does she experience? What is it about me that she is loving so much? So therefore, he wants to take her role. Just ask yourself, those of you who are married, Right? So I think like this. Like one time, one of my daughter's friends said, "So, what's it like with that Nirantara as your father?" And sometimes I look at my wife and I say, "I wonder what it's like being married to me." So in the same way, I wonder, really. So in the same way, Krishna wants to know what it's like to be his loving servant. So therefore, he takes Radharani's position. That's Lord Chaitanya. He's Krishna in the mood, in the sentiment, in the mentality, and even the color of Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana, Gorangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. So this Lord Chaitanya, resplendent with the radiance, he's Krishna. But where did his black color go? Went far away. Because he's now absorbed in the whole concept and mood and sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Molten gold. That's why Krishna's dhoti is that dark yellow color. Because Radharani's color is. And why does Radharani wear a dark blue sari? Because Krishna's complexion is dark blue. There's method to their transcendental ecstasy. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy. This phrase, causeless mercy, means you cannot make God do anything. You can't say to God, "Hey God, you have to do this." Only one person can say that, Yashoda. When we study that Damodar Leela, what does Yashoda have in her hand? Stick. But apart from Yashoda, nobody can make God do anything. Even that Leela, right? Two fingers too short. What was Krishna saying? "Unless I agree, you can't tie me." That would be a good rap song. They should rap like that. "You tie me, then I agree. When I say." All right. So, causeless mercy means there's nothing you can do to make Krishna do anything. You cannot go to Krishna and say, "Hey Krishna, I distributed 10 million books, Krishna. I gave ISKCON $3 billion. I did this, I did this. Now you owe me." Krishna says, "Na, na, 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 na." We went to Prabhupada. You know very well. One year, we went to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, we distributed so many books." So we were all thinking Prabhupada's going to pat us on the head. What did Prabhupada say? "Very good, now double it." What? We just worked like dogs, and we thought Prabhupada was going to praise us, and he goes, "No, just double it." So the same way, with a superior person, you can't make them do anything. You can ask, you can beg, grovel, plead. They will decide when they want to decide. So causeless mercy means out of their free will, out of their compassion. So Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya out of his free will and compassion to bestow what no other incarnation had ever offered. There had been many, many incarnations, even Krishna himself. But Krishna, when he comes as Lord Chaitanya, gives something that nobody else had given. Here is the last line. Please repeat. "The most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love." So there are five rasas: Shanta ras, Dasya ras, Sakya ras, Vatsalya ras, and Madhurya ras. There are five rasas, five major rasas. There are nine items of devotional service, but the crown jewel, the most radiant and splendid, is loving God in this mood of a lover, as one's lover. This is what Lord Chaitanya has taught. how to love God as one's lover. Prabhupada talks about this a little bit in his introduction to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that all religions have some conception of God, very good, but when you come to this teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you will learn how you can love and worship God as your most intimate lover. And Lord Chaitanya's movement means if you stay in this movement, if you progress, you become qualified. Yes, you can qualify yourself to become an ecstatic lover of God in this conjugal rasa. Sometimes when I'm speaking in high schools and colleges, I'll explain to the class, all right, you can love God as a passive adoration or servant or friend or parent or conjugal lover. And then I say to the class, so which one attracts you? You can ask yourself also, which concept of God attracts you? You may prefer, no, I just want to worship God in awe and reverence. That's how I want to relate to God, as He is the great, great, wonderful, supreme being. And I just want to appreciate. That's called Shantaras, worshiping God. And you have this ecstasy that, like you see that bumper sticker, God is awesome. Yeah, that's Shantaras, where you have this constant understanding of God, that He's supreme, wonderful. Or you may want to go further, that He's so great, I would like to do something for this great. I'd like to do something. Maybe bring Him a flower. Or maybe wash His feet. Or clean His clothes. Or just something. Let me do some service for this great God. Or you can go further. Let me become His friend, so I can play with Him. Or wrestle. Yes, the cowherd boys are wrestling with Krishna. Sometimes they play jokes on Krishna. Yes. You can qualify yourself. Or, how many of you are parents, have children? How would you like to relate to God that God is your child? Do you like having children? Isn't that a wonderful? Imagine you get to relate to God in that same way, that He's your child. Would you like that? Or you can go to what Lord Chaitanya is advertising, where you can relate to God as lover. Now you ask yourself which one you like. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because this is confidential. But the choice is yours. You can develop. And this is the movement, Lord Chaitanya's movement. You can develop your unique personal relationship with God. All you have to do is chant this wonderful Maha Mantra and stick, or as George Bush used to say, stay the course. That was the only good thing that idiot said. Stay the course. Stay the course of Krishna consciousness. Of course, he didn't say Krishna consciousness, but I'm just using that. Stay the course of Krishna consciousness. Stay with Srila Prabhupada. Stay with Srila Prabhupada. He's our captain of the ship. ISKCON is a big ship. The trick is, don't get thrown overboard. Stay, somehow or other, stay on the boat. Come hell or high water, stay. Stay on this boat of ISKCON. Stay in the association of devotees. Come to the temple as much as you can. Read Prabhupada's books. Participate in the festivals. Give your time, your energy, your money, your assets, whatever you can, give it to this Krishna consciousness movement. Become intimately connected with this movement as far as you can. And above all, chant the holy name. Everybody, one last time. And there's only one hard thing. There's only one hard thing. You have to take prasadam. I know it's hard, but you have to take prasadam. All in favor, say Haribo.
Haribo.
So everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Anybody unhappy? Good. Any challenges? Let's do the challenges first. Any challenge? Oh, yes, my dear. We become, yes. Oh, the most powerful. Most powerful. But when you say become one, I just have to just little change, little change. We want to keep our individuality so that we can love. We want to become one in the sense no difference between us. No walls or bridges between us. Like husband and wife become one, but they remain unique individuals. They have one purpose. The husband serves the wife serves the husband. They live happily ever after. Right? So, am I right? I mean, that's what I do. I'm sure it's true for you. So yes, we zoom in with Krishna. So let's all zoom in and chant the Maha Mantra. Everybody zoom in. All right, any questions or comments? Everybody, yes, Gopalji. We certainly do.
What are the symptoms of spiritual life?
Earlier today, Gopal, he gave me a little lecture in the restaurant. He was so ecstatic. He said, Prabhuji, I have been studying Prabhupada, and I've come up with a 2-minute lecture. So this is what he's getting at. And it was very nice. So the opposite of birth, death, old age, and disease, everybody say, Sat Chit Ananda.
Sat Chit Ananda.
And the final word, vigraha.
Vigraha.
So, the opposite of birth, death, old age, and disease, eternal. No more death. Who wants to be eternal? Raise your hand. Good. Then, full of knowledge, meaning you know who is God and you know who you are. Not the one you see in the mirror and you go, ugh. The real you that we haven't seen yet. The real you. So that's knowledge. Knowledge means, I know God, He knows me, oh how happy we can... Boy, I'm really rhyming today. You see yourself and God, and you know your relationship, and then the beautiful word, Ananda.
Ananda.
Ananda means, here is your happiness. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 100... You know that curve that just keeps going up and up and up and up and doesn't end? That's Ananda. Material happiness is like this, up and down, right? You all know what I'm talking about. On Monday you feel good, Tuesday, ugh. Wednesday you're back up, Thursday back. It's up and down, up and... But Ananda is... And it doesn't come down. As they said in the early days, stay high forever. When I heard that, yeah, that's my religion. Stay high forever. I did a lot of stuff as a hippie, but nobody's promised me stay high forever. But Prabhupada was promising you can stay high forever. Sign me up. And then vigraha. God is a person. So important. God is a person. In the ultimate scheme of things, God is a person. I'm a person. You're a person. You have individuality, personality. So does God. Therefore, he's known as Purushottama. Everyone say.
Purushottama.
He's the person, but he's the supreme transcendental person. And he's capable of loving you and you and you and you at the same time. Pretty good, huh? The night of the Rasa dance, there was one Krishna for every two gopis, but every gopi was experiencing Krishna's dancing with me. When Krishna was sitting in the middle of the arena and surrounded by hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys, there was only one Krishna. But even though Krishna was sitting in the middle, they were having a picnic. See, you can even have a picnic with God. You can't have a picnic with the impersonal Brahman, but you can have a picnic with God, Krishna. Right? So there was one Krishna sitting in the middle in the forest, surrounded by thousands of cowherd boys, but each cowherd boy was experiencing, Krishna is looking at me. Like right now I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at you. But if I was Krishna, I'd be looking at you, and you would be saying, oh, Narantra's looking at me. That's Krishna. That's why he's God, and that's not why I'm not. Because I can only look at you. I can't look at you at the same time. I can do this, but... But Krishna is that person who can be looking at you and also be looking at Omkar in the back. That's why he's God. So how many people love Krishna? And will you love Krishna with your whole heart? Your whole soul? Your whole mind? Then you're a perfect Christian. Isn't that what Jesus... They agreed. They said that's what Jesus said was the greatest commandment. So now you can say, I'm a very good Christian. I love God with my whole soul, my whole heart, my whole mind. How about you? Chant the name of God. One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'd like to stay and talk for another hour, but I got to get on a plane. I'm going to Santiago, Chile. So, will you give me permission to go? Will you bless me that I come back in one piece? Because the last, I went this year, last year at this time for Gaur Purnim, and the day before Gaur Purnim, they had one of these things. Earthquakes. Terremoto. Boy, I had never chanted like that in my life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, can you bless me that there's not another one? Well, I need your blessing. Everyone bless me with the Hare Krishna mantra. I'll end with the words of Jesus. Go in peace. Prasad is waiting for you. Please eat to your full satisfaction, up to your tongue, neck. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.